Hi, good evening. How's everybody?
Good evening.
Okay, we're holding here in the Derech HaYashin, the Derech HaTov. V'amo b'loshen nista. Eze derech sheyavo adam. V'achakach amo b'loshen neichach v'abezo b'mitzvah kala. So there's a change in the loshen of the Mishnah between the first half, derech sheyavo adam, and avezo b'mitzvah kala mitzvah bur. Shelo yita adam loima. Kima she'amo v'avezoyen nami mechuba lamaila. Amashame is a derech sheyavo adam kol shidiferes. In other words, a person could have thought that it's one sentence. A person should be yavid the derech tov, and the person should make a decision to be zovit zekala. In other words, it's something which comes from choice. Shedavaza eina klal. Kilamala loydibe rak b'musa. Ubezeh shayach loyma sheyavar. The first Mishnah is talking, the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about things that are musadik, what we would call not the strict halacha, so that it's shayach to say yavel ha'adam. Midas ain't a mitzvah esiv leitasei. Midas don't have a strict mitzvah esiv leitasei, which is the it is a machloikas rishonim to some degree, and those rishonim do have different mitzvahs and so on that they bring for it. But lemaisa, he doesn't. There's no clear mitzvah, let's put it that way. It's not something which is, even though there's a valachta bedrochav, and there are different mitzvahs in terms of Chavetz Gaiva, and the Rabbi Yonah has different mitzvahs, but still at the end of the day it's not something which is clearly defined as such. And we'll see a little bit more when we see about his what he says over here. So Lemaisa, so each one is very separate. So the first one is a getter of what he calls musadik, and it doesn't have clear mitzvah. That's called Yivad Adam. Kamitzis Einai B'mitzis as Leisaseh. And the truth is also, it says there's a pasuk about Midas. It says somebody who's Somar Chaysav. That's where working on Midas is called somebody who's Somar Chaysav, which is he investigates or he makes a decision about how to work with his midas. So you definitely find that Indian over there. Masha Ein Kein Gamza Adam Shadal Nashir Zohar B'mitzah Kal Mitzah Bura Kashmal V'zeh Shachem Shiyav V'kha Midas Einem Mitzah Esel Esel. There's no essay laws. It's certainly not in terms of the mitzvahs. Certainly not in terms of the pratim, let's put it that way. That's probably the best way to put it. V'shayach boi sheyavoloi adam midazois. So it's possible to say that it's adam that it is adam yavoloi. Avo masha oma v'havi zer b'mitzakal v'chabura dovezin in teir shezeh shnehem. But masha inkein b'mitzakal v'chabura, there, the chiyuv is that a person should be zer. So he makes a sharp contrast between the two dagas. Now, the truth is, he doesn't exactly say if there's any significance in it. In other words, loshen neichach and loshen nista seem to be by him, just kind of to make a sharp break, and he understands very clearly that it's too Bavas in the Mishnah, but doesn't quite explain why one is like this and one is like that. The third, the Mashachah b'Rebbe Ilzvam b'Yachat, v'kachah v'loshnachah shalich v'zman, v'mashachah v'loshnachah v'yachat. Why is Rabbeinu HaKadosh putting both together? V'pnei sh'Rebbe bo lamed l'odam drachem koylem. He's teaching us klolus in yanim. Heim b'midas, heim b'mitzvus. V'hischo b'midas. V'davaz ha'rishon shom ez derech shor shevel ha'adam. Ki derech etz eretz kadmon Torah. That's why it's first. Kmo shbarim l'mailo. V'davaz ha'shom ez derech shor shevel ha'adam koilol b'midas. V'achar kach devorim koilol b'torah mitosel. V'zeh shom avzor mitzikal yom chamura. So he's explaining that the Mishnah has two halves. One is negiah to mitzvahs b'adam l'makom. One is negiah to mitzvahs b'adam chaveiroi. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh put a very sharp, or the Tana puts it very sharply, in very sharp contrast, to tell you that Susar Binyanim, one is completely tolu in Yava Laya Adam, and one is tolu in just Habisayev, Kimitzachal and Chamura, without any input from the Adam. It's not because we need to make that decision, but that's the way it is. So, I'd like to explain a little bit, be marked a little bit on it, because it's very important, Nekuda. There's a very famous Rabbeinu Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha that he says, why aren't mitzvahs listed in Torah? The way the Velt does it over is because it's their chetz eretz kadmah l'Torah, because that had to be even beforehand. Their hachonis for the mitzvahs, basically, that's the point that he says over there. He also says something about there's a nefesh yisaidis and there's a nefesh, I don't remember what the lashon is, tichlus or loikis, that is above that and uses that and so on and so forth. That's the lashon that the Reb Chaim Vital says, that one is based on the other, one is built on the other, and that's where the makom of midas are and so on. I wanted to try to explain it a little bit and the Herod. And it's not a steer to the fact that it says that everything is a mitzvah that a person's own understanding that has no validity and so on and so forth. We'll try to explain how the two mesh together. Let's give a mashal. Let's say a person is a shaita. So it's obviously not possible to be mitzvah in many mitzvahs because he doesn't have an eva for it. A person doesn't have a hand. There can't be a tzivu of putting on tefillin if you have no hand. If a person is a shaita, he's missing half the brain or brain's not functioning. So obviously there can't be a tzivu because there can't be a chalois of tzivu if there is no person who is a mitzvah. There's a level of nefesh, which I would say, just like, let's give one more example. Psychology ought to deal with the basic level of a person. Lemushel, if somebody is jealous of somebody else, so there's two afchanas here. One afchana is what makes the person jealous? Why is the person jealous? Certain havanis of the kochos hanefesh, that everybody in the family wants attention, and an older child gets more attention because he's always being told and shown off and so on and so forth. A younger child is always given this type of attention because he's cute. And a middle child is jealous because he's that. Those are hanachas pshutos that deal with the basic level of the nefesh. They're not yet in the world of mitzvahs and averis. The Rabban says in a few places, and Rishonim speak about it in a few places, that when it says the chiyuv of when it says in Chazal, when it speaks about nefesh in the Torah, a dog also has a certain level of nefesh because you see dogs are happy, they're sad, they show loyalty to ownership. That basic level of nefesh is common to every davar chai, and that's a makom that describes the thing itself, the person itself. A person who is not toiv at that level. Rabban says that by steim, the taina was because they were doing things any human being who has a tzuras adam should have known that it's wrong. They didn't have tzivui in them, anything. But a person has a certain level of nefesh in himself that should give him that sense whether it's right or wrong. If a person doesn't do it, the person is not adam. If a person is lucky at that level, then he doesn't have yisoid. If I come along to a person and I tell him divrei musa and techacha, I say, hazel to my kin, there has to be to life more than eating and drinking. There has to be something more ruchniistic. The hagash of kedusha when a person is in control of himself. The tremendous sense of accomplishment when you do a chesed for somebody. The feeling of being elevated when you're a sichli and so on and so forth. I'm saying all these divrei musa. Now, if the fellow sitting at the other end of the table is a gesunta English guy who's had noz and tanugya chayim are from the pub to the football game and back, then there's no chalois. He doesn't know what I want. It doesn't land on anything. There's nothing in his nefesh that's going to respond to what I'm saying. I can touch on some emotions. If somebody's suffering terribly, I can push against that and I can say how terrible he's suffering. Imagine if you'd be suffering, some basic emotions like that I probably could touch. But when I start speaking about Hechekeit and Edelkeit and all that type of stuff, there's nobody there. There's nobody to talk to. If I take a Ben Yisrael with a neshama, I can get through somewhere because there's some sort of basis over there that I can, that I'm touching. So even though he seems to be a really wild guy and doing all sorts of crazy things, but there is some karaka over there that I can hit home at because those things mean something at some point. That is, so Rav Chaim Vital says, Torah, I can't, you know, Torah is given, just like it's given to a bardas and not to a shaita, Torah can't be given to a shaita. If he's a shaita, there's no Torah given to him. If there's no level of basic decency, if there's no level of good in the person, then there's nothing for Torah to be challah. Torah is talking to somebody, and Torah is saying, this is toiv and this is ra. If the person has no innate tfis of toiv and ra, then it's not going to work. So a person has, now, you can work on yourself. A person, when we speak about Musser, what we're talking about Musser is more than, if I tell somebody keep Shabbos, Musa is not effective on that. It's halacha. I have a chiv to keep Shabbos. Musa can tell me this is the tachas ha'adam, this is the real happiness. Musa is when I talk to myself, my language, and I develop my tchunis nafshias. So Musa is, or midos are, the etzem tzuris ha'adam. And b'meila, before there can be Torah, there has to be a certain structure of Tzuras Adam, who's the makabel of these divrei Musa, of these divrei Torah, and then Torah is given to it. So, by its very nature, Musa is a Dvar Adam. Musa is it's avodas ha'adam dechatzmai. I have to introspect to myself and be mevar. I have to ask myself, why am I doing this? What is this that I'm doing? Am I too frum or not too frum? The answer is not going to be shacharach. Whether what I'm doing is yura or I'm a bal nefesh that save lahachmir, the answer is going to come from me or from somebody who's giving me advice, but it's not going to come from Torah. I need, if I'm attacking myself, then I deher automatically in what I have to do to mitzvahs or not. So there's two mahalchim. There's an avoda of yovole adam, because the etzem avoda itself, the etzem maisa adam, is a maisa breira. That is a one part of it. And then the second part of it is that there's tzivuyim and there's mitzvahs ben adam l'makam and so on. Now, this also it also explains why one is a lashon nichach and one is lashon nister. In other words, when I speak about working musaf, I'm speaking to the person. I am speaking to you. When I'm talking about being mitzava person, I'm being mitzava milamayla lamata. It's do it because you're mechuyev. You're a mechuyev because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah as mitzava. Musa is always the I'm talking to the person. And that's why vavizoy la adam, vavizoy mitzakala mitzachamura is the avizoy mitzakala mitzachamura means if the choice starts with my choice, if the choice starts because I decided I want to do something, so I'm the one that makes the decision about which mitzvah mitzavera. You know, just like in midas, I'm the one who's mevar the midas, and the mela, I make a choice which midas kedai to, which is not kedai to do. Is it kedai to be machmir? Is it kedai to be mekel here? Is it kedai to let emotions carry the day? Is it not kedai? Is it kedai to blow up? It's my decision. The toikef and the toichen of mitzvahs is you're doing it because you're told what to do. So if I'm looking for a job and it's my decision, I say I like this job, that this job is pays better, it's better hours, it's nicer work for chulu. But if I'm in the army, I do the job I'm told to do, even if it's clear that this is a worse job, a better job. But the mitzvah of the army is to be told what to do. So the fact that I could have input is not mega, is not my love, not my, you know, at the moment that it's a tzivri. So it bemele in the Torah, since the reason for keeping it has nothing to do with your choice, it makes no difference whether it's kal or chamura. I want to, guess we're holding on to in the close to Tisha B'Av, I want to, I guess, bring it over a little bit to Inyan Yoyma. It's very interesting. The two Batei Mikdash that were charev, the first one was mitzad the Gimel Chamuras. There was Lady Mar Yuma says there was Avodah Zarah, that's obvious in the Psukim. There was Gil Arayas, you see in the Teichachas, and there was Shvichas Damim, all of it. What about Bayesheni? So Tzimus Chino and Lelametcha. That sinas chinam is shakul kinegim laveris. Somebody once, a let once said that, you know, what are the three most kuladik laveris in the Torah? And the answer is avodah zarah gilas shrichdam, because all mussar shmuzin go that this is much more chamer than gim laveris. This is much more chamer. The only thing left, so if you were add up all the mussar shmuzin, the most kuladik one would be. Would be that. What does it mean? It la metra that shakel, but what's the? I mean, in what way? I mean, you know, shviras damim la ma'isa. You can't get much bigger sinas chinam shviras damim. So, and the chal, the seder atvarim. I mean, there's a nekuda there that Chazal, you know, they learned up that there was a certain seder. The first one was on gimel chamur. The second one was sinas chinam. So the chilek is. It goes a marshal madavadayma. Let's say when a building is niskalkal first. So the first thing you notice is the chitzaynistic thing. The marshal, you notice a crack in the ceiling. So it could be just a crack in the plaster, and you plaster up, and then you realize that the columns or the foundations or something more basic is missing, is problematic, and then it goes much deeper and so on. This sinas chinam is a kololistic sense that there was a lack of midas mitukanos on the most basic level. Shviras damim is a terrible thing, but it could come in a very specific oifen, not related to a general sense of a lack of a basic nefesh toiv. So the Klal Yisrael was lucky in both, but there was a big difference in the midas chaymer mipsad tikkun. The three averus of being adam lamakom are much easier to be metaken, because A, the assumption is the person wants to do what's right, and b'meila, you could just point it out. The person does gila raya's because he has a terrible yetzahara. So we're in agreement that it's wrong. We're in agreement that we have to work on it. And I can just make more good.
Have you got any minutes? Have you got minutes? I'll get my mobile. It's also the battery's dead though. Full call on the line. I've charged it.
Do you have a base to put it in?
No, but it doesn't work on the base is upstairs. Right? There's no line here, does it? Have you got minutes?
And 24 pence credit. Please dial your destination.
Sorry, the landline just died. Sorry about that.
We were holding.
Yeah, but if a person has a yetzer harayis. Yeah, can I just ask? The Gemara in Shabbos, which says Lecharvi Yerushalayim, Alam and say this and Alam and say that. So I think those Gemaras are referring to the Churban Bayis Rishon. I mean, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So what I'm wondering is we don't find so much what the Shrashim of, you know, this Kilkul Pnimi of Sin and Schinim is. I mean,
right.
You know, like what happened exactly? Like it's.
Yeah. Things that are the gully
can get, and it's part of that problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so we'll start up again with him and Elul.
Okay, sure.
Good.
Okay,
good.
Okay, good.